politics on the radio. You know, we're going to talk a little bit right now, just kind of a free for all on politics in the United States. I am terribly, terribly disappointed with the direction our country is headed. It doesn't matter if you're in Seattle, Washington. It doesn't matter if you're in Bellingham. It doesn't matter if you're in New York. People are so unhappy. Many of them are going to start joining the John Fettermans of the world, claiming they're having nervous breakdowns. It's really sad, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is sad, and I think we're seeing a lot of problems in America because of this combination of factors. You know, we opened up in the first segment. I mean, the economy, the continuation in some ridiculous way of these COVID lockdowns.
Yeah.
The potential negative impacts of the vaccinations, the border problems,
yeah,
crime. I mean, the economy. You know, they talk about inflation as going down, but inflation actually is still at 6%, 6.5% year over year, which means last year in January when it was up really high, we're 6.5% against last year's peak. So.
Yeah.
This is crazy. It's really high. The value of a dollar is diminishing incredibly rapidly in these 2 years.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's killing people. So that frustration is actually it's making people very uncomfortable. And as you say, Al, you're very concerned about the direction of the nation.
Yes, I am.
Polling shows that like 75 or 80% of the country feel like you do. Where are we going and what are we doing and what the heck is happening right now?
Yeah.
They don't have trust and faith in leadership, even though, quote, they were elected by the same people, you know, at least a percentage of them.
They were elected by the Internet, Jimmy. They were elected by the Internet and people who wanted to make sure of their effectiveness, primarily the progressive people, the Democrats, you know, they got involved in... Basically, I would have to say stuffing the ballot box. You know, old things that everybody is aware of has happened in the past. It's just happening more effectively right now.
Well, you're absolutely right because of the ability to manipulate information and control and silence political opposition. So, you know, something has got to give with this, if the nation's to survive.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned with the actual lack of faith and trust in governance, because you lose lack of faith in governance, then you're going to have some serious problems. And of course, this administration is doing nothing to reestablish any of that trust and faith. They're not being honest.
Yeah.
And they're making decisions that are very much oriented towards political agendas that are not popular with the public. The American people do not want to see the Green New Deal, the green agenda.
No,
they don't want their cars to be all electric. They can't afford it. The impact to the environment is actually worse than what, you know, anybody's saying.
Yeah.
We're not going to transition from fossil fuels in 10 years. It's just not possible.
No.
It's not possible unless you send people back to the Stone Age. So those types of frustrations are beginning to play a very big role in the psyche and the psychology of what's happening with each other on the street. And that hatred and that animosity is directly related to leadership and people's trust and faith in governance.
Well, I would maintain this whole thing started. I think the United States government, you heard it first here, Tony, I would think that the U.S. government really, really began to deteriorate when they really lost control of the country back in the Vietnam days, to be honest with you. Thank you, Lyndon Johnson.
I will say that some of the decision making that went back then was, again, people felt that they could control the population rather than allowing the voters to make a decision for their own interests. As we've seen this change of the elitist, and this is the World Trade Organization, OSCE, NATO, European Union, and then the World Economic Forum is the perfect example where elites believe that they know better than everyone else, and then you lose the possibility of democracy. You lose the possibility of response based on public and people's interests and needs.
Correct.
If you go to this technocracy or these elitist views of how to control the world. And the more we go towards that direction, the more likely there's going to be destabilization and eventual frustration that really, really crushes some of these, you know, communities.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, it was interesting. I headed down to Seattle, my new hometown, headed down on what's today, Friday, late Friday afternoon. I headed back this morning and I headed down there yesterday. I would have to say, you know, I was trying to beat the traffic for like, which is incredible down there. And I didn't think twice about all of the homeless people that I saw, who I saw. It just, you know, it kind of seemed normal. You know, well, here we are. I mean, my kids live at the crossroads of 45th and Interstate 5. Interstate 5 is populated primarily by homeless people. Downtown Seattle is populated to a large extent by homeless people. It's kind of surreal to me, Jim.
It is, and it's really unacceptable, but sure, this is what the policies get you. The leftist progressive policies will get you. It doesn't help. It actually hurts community and society. We're destabilizing the moral fabric and the social fabric of our nation based on these policies. It's very clear that they do not do better for people with the drug policies.
Not even close. They don't. And your president is not even coming close to addressing the problem. I will not admit that Biden is my president, because he's not.
I mean, people went nuts over Donald Trump. But the reality was, Donald Trump did a very good job over a period of time securing the border. He did a very good job in keeping the economy floating with very low inflation. He did a great job on foreign policy of forcing the European Union and NATO members to actually contribute and basically stabilize relationship with North Korea. Stop the missile launches. Relationships with in the Middle East between Israel and four other Muslim nations that had never happened before. There were a lot of successes and stabilized processes under that time. All of that has gone backwards in a very rapid period of time. It's hard to understand how people don't understand what's happening, but the animosity, the anger, the derision, the division that was created by the media and the Democratic Party to blame Trump and to create this, you know, angst and frustration was very successful.
These corporations,
these global companies, these tech industry companies, they were incredibly successful at dividing the nation. This entire push towards, you know, racial diversity separates the country. These things are really damaging to our society, and we, you know, you've got to call them out and you've got to stop it in order to change the direction, in order to get people to trust each other again and trust where our
future. Crazy.
It's a very sad moment in our history.
It is a very sad moment in our history. There's no question about that whatsoever. You know, I'm just hoping that I made a commitment to you that I was going to become a real expert on what's going on domestically and internationally. I've got the perfect environment to do that in, and I gotta tell you, I hope that the result for me is the same as the result was for John Fetterman. I would guess that he's probably a pretty smart cookie, and I would guess that he realizes that his country, because of people like himself, is going down the tube. You know, the more you learn about this stuff, the more you'll realize that Irish Tony and the rest of the guys on the website are 100% correct.
Well, I would say that there's a great views of what's happening out there, and we have to do something to stem the tide rather than just sit and complain about it.
Oh, exactly. Well, I'm going to have some thoughts next weekend, actually next week, when it comes to the daily editorial. Jim, thanks. I got to get going and start moving again.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.